Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Fatia. I'm 11 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today. Hooray. So I think today, I know Fatia has a poem to share, and then I wanted to share a couple books that are just recently released that I think sound really good and I'm excited to read. So maybe I'll share a couple of those and then we'll do a poem and then I'll share a couple more. So it'll be like a poem sandwich where the book descriptions are the bread. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. So these are all geared for middle grade readers ages 9 to 12, but of course, people younger and older might enjoy them as well. I'm going to start off with a book called Return to Sender by Vera Brosgal, who is an author and artist who I really have loved her books. I've read picture books by her, as well as graphic novels. And they're just really fun and clever. And so this one is actually a novel that my understanding is that it's going to be a novel with illustrations, plentiful illustrations, but it's not a graphic novel. So here's the description for Return to Sender. Be careful what you wish for. After everything they've been through, Oliver and his mom finally have a place to call home. But Oliver's fresh start feels more like a dead end at his fancy new private school, where kids fly in on helicopters, wear the latest and most expensive sneakers, and go on luxury vacations. Oliver is only there because his mom's the school custodian. Oliver wishes his life could be easier, and then one day, after slipping a wish into a mysterious mail slot, it suddenly comes true. Pizza for dinner? Yes. The rarest sneakers in the world? Yes. Everything he could ever want without spending a cent? Yes, yes, yes. Oliver's dreams are finally within his grasp. But what happens when he discovers that his wishes don't come for free? That sounds really fun. Be careful what you wish for. I'm curious what the cost is for his wishes. But I'm really excited to check this out because, as I've said, I've really enjoyed her books in the past. Some of my favorites include Be Prepared and Plain Jane and the Mermaid, which are both graphic novels. She also did Anya's Ghost. And I love Leave Me Alone, which is a picture book. So those are some of my favorites. But that's out in the world. So you can find that at your local library, your favorite bookstore, wherever you find your books. And again, that's Return to Sender by Vera Brosgal. And then another one which recently came out just at the very, very, very end of April is Dreamslinger, which is the first in a new series by Gracie Kim, who I've never read before, but she wrote the Last Fallen series. So the Last Fallen Moon, the Last Fallen Star, the Last Fallen Realm, which is part of the Rick Riordan Presents books. But this one is called Dreamslinger and it's from the Slinger series. And here's the description for this one. 14-year-old Aria Leverage lives at the Rest Haven Home for Dreamslingers, a safe haven for children born with a genetic mutation that transports them to a powerfully magical realm while they sleep. But this magic can be unpredictable, even deadly. After all, it was only 10 years ago when members of the Royal League of Dreamslingers caused the Great Outburst, a tragedy that killed hundreds of people, including Aria's mom. Since then, Aria's dad has become leading expert on Dreamslinger welfare, which means Aria knows better than most what it takes to keep society safe from her and others like her. Separation, identification, and most importantly, power suppression. So when the kingdom of Royal Hanguk, home of the Dreamslinger League, announces the first Dreamslinger trials, where teenage slingers from around the world are invited to compete for a chance to join the league and learn how to use their powers, Aria knows what she must do. join the trials, and take down the league from the inside. But the trials introduce Arya to a world of wondrous magic and friendship, a world where she finally feels like she belongs. And as dark secrets from the past are revealed, ones that make Arya question her very identity, she becomes even more determined to discover the truth for herself. She just has to survive the trials first. That sounds so fun. I love a little adventure and think that the trials aspect, but also like the interesting family dynamic sounds interesting. And I know this is a radio show, but if people are thinking about getting this book, you can look it up online. Again, it's Dreamslinger by Gracie Kim, and it has a really beautiful cover. It's definitely like if bookstores or libraries put that cover out, it's gonna get snagged because it's such a cool cover. It's got Arya, I assume, riding some kind of like dragony lion kind of creature. Not sure what it is. Have to read to find out. And that one is a novel, not a graphic novel. I know I share a lot of graphic novels on the show, but this one is not one of those. But yeah, I'm excited to check that out. I think it's fun trying out a new series and seeing if you get sucked in, because if you do, then you have more to look forward to. So we'll be checking that one out. But before I go on to share some more, why don't we do a poem break and have Fatia share her poem? What do you think?
The poem I'm gonna share is about summer. Summertime, summertime, summertime. Out and play. Time for fun and lots of sun. I love these kinds of days. Summertime, summertime, swimming to stay cool. Pillow fights and late night bites. An awesome break from school.
That was short and sweet. Says weather. Have you looking forward to summer?
Yeah, I'm really excited for summer.
What are you most excited about for summer?
Mostly that I won't have to like wake up at like 7 in the morning.
Yeah, you get to sleep in.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah, that's something I feel like people that work in the schools, unless there are some staff that work throughout the summer, but a lot of teachers get the summer off. And I'm always a little jealous of them because, for the rest of us, for the most part, we don't get a full-on summer break. And it's sort of nice to have that time to do what you need to do or what you want to do or to not have to do anything if you don't want to. So, aside from sleeping in, what else do you like to do with your day in the summer?
I also like to mostly hang out with my friends and family.
What kind of fun activities do you like to do?
I like to go out and eat ice cream on a very sunny day.
That does sound nice. I like to do more outdoors things in the summer too, except when it's really hot and then I want to be inside. Unless I'm like by the river where it's sometimes a little cooler. But yeah, it's nice to be able to like go out in the garden, go for a hike, go for a swim, get ice cream, as you said. Have a cookout, that sort of thing. Picnic, sunset picnic. It's nice. Oh. Another thing that I used to love to do when I had summer break is just read all summer long. I would read so many books as a kid during the summer months because I didn't have to do homework that time. I still will read a lot of books this summer, but I don't know if I'll read more books this summer than I do currently. I'll probably be about the same. But I'll share a couple books that one could read over the summer months if they so choose. And one of them is about summer vacation. So fits right in with your poem. And I didn't even know you were going to share that poem. So it's just a coincidence. So this one is called A Hero's Guide to Summer Vacation by Pablo Cartaya, who I've never read before, but he's written some books that I know are much loved, like The Epic Fail of Arturo Zamora and Marcus Vega Doesn't Speak Spanish. Maybe I read this other one. Each Tiny Spark. That sounds familiar. I'd have to look it up. But this is his latest that just came out recently. And here is the description. Reality proves more epic than fantasy in this family road trip story starring a reluctant young hero and his curmudgeonly grandfather. Gonzalo Alberto Sanchez Garcia has never considered himself the hero of his own story. He's an observer, quietly snapshotting landscapes and drawing the creatures he imagines emerging from them. forced to spend the summer with his estranged grandfather, Alberto William Garcia, the very famous reclusive author, Gonzalo didn't expect to learn that heroes and monsters are not only the stuff of fantasy. But that's precisely what happens when Gonzalo's CEO mother, Veronica, sends Alberto on tour to promote the final book in his fantasy series for children, and Gonzalo must tag along, even though he feels no connection to his grandfather or the books. Together, they embark on a cross-country road trip from Mendocino to Miami in a classic 1968 Oldsmobile Cutlass S convertible named Matilda. Over the course of 10 epic days on the highway, they will slay demons, real and imagined, confront old stories to write new ones, and learn what it truly means to show up for your family. So again, that's A Hero's Guide to Summer Vacation by Pablo Cartaya. Sounds really fun. I love a road trip book, even though I don't get to take them often enough. But yeah, I feel like that's definitely like it's not quite a genre, but a type of book that I find myself enjoying when people are going on a little road trip or adventure. I've read a lot of those and really enjoyed them. So perhaps this will be my first book by Pablo Cartaya. Or now I want to check that one book. Did I read each? No, I did not read each Tiny Spark, but the cover's familiar. Looks good. But yeah, I'm excited to check that one out. And then I have one more to share. This one is a graphic novel, and it is called Creaky Acres. It's by Calista Brill with illustrations by Nyla Magruder. And Calista Brill is an author who I've read before. I haven't read anything illustrated by Nyla Magruder that I know of, but Calista Brill, the books that I've read by her in the past have all been picture books. So this would be my first middle grade read of hers. And I will read the description for this one. Nora is a prize-winning horseback rider in a suburban area with a tight-knit circle of best friends. But when her mom gets a prestigious new job in a poor rural area, she has to adjust to a lot of change, to being the only Black kid in a new class, and to a new barn called Creaky Acres, where her beloved horse, Hay Fever, will make his new home. It's there she meets sweet and geeky Laura, goofy and fun-loving Wilson, and fearless Dolores, aka Dizzy. With her ragtag team of equestrians, Nora learns it's okay to stand out and steps into her power as a leader, realizing that being a rider isn't just about winning, or maybe that winning just might look different than what she'd thought. So I'm always interested in reading books by authors I'm familiar with when they kind of switch into a different age level or a different format. So moving from having read picture books by this author to moving a graphic novel that I always find interesting. So yeah, I'm excited to check that out. I'm not and never have been what you would consider a horse girl. I liked horses growing up. Like I would ride them occasionally on vacation and enjoyed it, but it wasn't ever like my thing. But I know there are people out there, young readers included, who really love horses and would love to dive into this book. But I think even if you don't, it should be interesting. So I'm definitely going to check it out. And perhaps some of our listeners will as well. But yeah, so all four of those books are out currently. You can find more information online. You can find them in your library online catalog or your local bookstore's page or perhaps on their shelves. But again, the ones I shared today were Return to Sender by Vera Brosgel, Dream Slinger by Gracie Kim, A Hero's Guide to Summer Vacation by Pablo Cartaya, and Creaky Acres by Calista Brill with illustrations by Nyla Magruder. They all seem really exciting. So looking forward to checking some of those out soon. Do any of those stand out to you, Fatia, as ones that you'd want to read?
All of them sound really interesting, so I think all of them I would want to read.
Yeah, they're all a little bit different. Like, there's a few of them that seem to have like some magic. Well, one of them really has magical elements, but there's like Return to Sender and A Hero's Guide to Summer Vacation seem like they're kind of set in the real world, but have like magical elements that come into play. And then Dream Slinger is full on magical. And then Creaky Acres has none. So there's a little something in there for everybody, I think. But yeah, looking forward to Doing some reading outdoors now that the weather's getting nicer, as long as the rain holds out on days when I have time to read outdoors. But we're actually out of time for the day, so we're gonna say goodbye. But we hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time, and we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then, happy reading!
Some people really need it. Give me, give me, give me cash.
Keep on telling y'all. Keep on.